Exclusive, Trump senior advisor Lynn Patton. Minorities see the contrast between Trump's America and Biden's. By Hannah Blow on March 26, 2022. Lynn Patton, a senior advisor to former President Donald Trump and his Save America PAC, laid out the clear contrast between Trump's America and President Biden's, telling Breitbart News Saturday that minorities, specifically, reap the benefits of President Trump's unapologetic America First agenda. Patton, a longtime family Trump aide and former Housing and Urban Development Administrator for New York and New Jersey who became the highest-ranking black female in the Trump administration during his last year in office, previewed Trump's massive rally taking place Saturday in Commerce, Georgia. Trump's going to do what he does best, which is, you know, light the audience on fire. And if the elections in Texas, Virginia, Ohio, and even New Jersey taught us anything, it's that the power of the Trump endorsement is alive and well, and Trump remains the undisputed leader of the GOP with over 79% of Republicans behind him as the leader of this party, Patton said. Americans are not only seeing but experiencing the contrast between Trump's America and Biden's, as Biden has moved to undo Trump's work. Biden weakened the strongest southern border in modern history. He surrendered our allies' positions in Afghanistan. She began, noting that Biden's latter move arguably led to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden also reversed American energy independence and has effectively surrendered to COVID, she said, adding that even her liberal friends are now admitting that Trump's policies worked. Ultimately, Patton said the central question is this: are you better off today than you were under President Trump? And you know, the answer is no, she said, predicting Trump will focus on that theme at the Georgia rally as major cities see a rise in violent crime. Illegal immigration continues to increase, and fentanyl deaths are skyrocketing. And more Americans, mostly minorities, have died from COVID in less time under Joe Biden than Donald Trump. Despite Joe Biden having three vaccines and working therapeutics, thanks to Trump in Operation Warp Speed, on the day he took office, Patton said, also highlighting that America is seeing the worst inflation since 1982, costing each American nearly $300 more per month in living expenses, as well as the highest gas prices in 14 years. As Trump's director of coalitions, Patton emphasized that minorities reaped the benefits under Trump's America First agenda, including in manufacturing, criminal justice reform, education, and workforce development. More non-whites voted for Trump in 2020 than have for any Republican since Ronald Wilson Reagan, she said, also citing reporting from Breitbart News which revealed that more than 25% of black Americans and over 33% of Hispanics now regret voting for Joe Biden. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Lynn Patton, March 26, 2022. And those are votes that we should have had and could have had, she said, explaining that over 1 million Americans lifted themselves out of poverty thanks to Trump's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. He also injected over $75 billion in opportunity zones, which literally increased black wealth in each zone by almost $1,800 per person, Patton said. It's unfathomable when you think of what is Joe Biden doing today for minority Americans or low-income Americans or even Americans, period, other than continuing to make it easier to live at home, not work, coming up with programs that offer $30 million in crack pipes until public pressure forced him to reverse that, she said. You honestly just can't make it up, and everybody I know knows that we would not be in the position we are today if President Trump was still in office where he should be. Minorities reap the benefits of President Trump's unapologetic America First agenda, she continued, which included a reversal of failed Democrat policies that have seen blue cities languish in generational poverty and gun violence for decades. Until recently, almost 50% of black residents couldn't even enter restaurants, fitness centers, movie theaters, and museums in three of America's largest cities, she said, due to Democrats' vaccine mandates, which she said is akin to modern segregation. She also noted that Trump reduced the maximum out-of-pocket cost of insulin to $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid, which benefited millions, including minorities. Yet Biden reversed it. Trump was also the first president to declare the KKK a federal terrorist organization, signed an executive order banning federal no-knock warrants, and touted a federal database for misconduct for bad apples, Patton continued. She also highlighted Trump's work in criminal justice reform and money given to historically black colleges and HBCUs as well as public housing. Under Democrat leadership, she said, social decay, homelessness, crime has become so rampant in the country. I don't think Trump cannot get involved, she said of the prospect of Trump running in 2024. The people will demand it. He has taught Republicans to boldly speak the truth and to fight for candidates with common sense policies, she said, citing school choice, safe cities, and a strong economy as a few examples. As far as I'm concerned, America should hope that Donald Trump decides to run in 2024 because we need him back now more than ever, Patton said. And any Republican who doesn't recognize that and doesn't get behind him just isn't going to get re-elected in 2022 or 2024. The writing is on the wall.